Sasaki speaking, and using this slide, I would like to give you the overview of the fourth quarter and the full year result. This is a summary of the fourth quarter. The revenue, we have seen a 5% increase, and operating profit has increased by 50%, and OP margin is 18%. We are seeing the 2 years in a row of improvement, and this will be talked about later on. However, pre-GAAP numbers may look low. However, a year ago, in 2024 fourth quarter, the pre-GAAP growth was extremely high, as at 20%. So in that respect, this is starting from a very high level, and this is the changes from a year ago. Revenue, not much changes, but operating income, the blue line, this is the result of the fiscal year 2025. As you can see that there is a very big increase from in the operating income. And as I have mentioned earlier, due to the decrease in the stock price, the stock option related cost has decreased, and which pushed up the operating profit. And thanks to the yen depreciation, excluding the impact of the currency, the pre-GAAP is -4%, and as mentioned earlier, a year ago, fourth quarter, this was a very high. So that's the reason why this year it was -4%. But in Japan, the Windows 10 termination was one of the factor that happened, and which sort of made the people to refrain from making a purchase. And the pre-GAAP, as you can see, this is a year ago. Pre-GAAP profit has increased. This is ARR. Going forward, rather than the pre-GAAP, we are going to be explaining our forecast, excuse me, the result based on ARR. And ARR, this has slowed down a little bit, 2% in the fourth quarter. A year ago, it was 7%, but it dropped to 2%. But this will be explained in Eva's explanation as how we will be planning to lift this ARR up. So please wait until her explanation. And the cash flow, this is moving very stably. And the employees, not much difference, sideways, mostly. And expenses, as you can see, 8.8 billion of the cloud expenses. And Vision One service has been expanding, and the cloud service is being used there, so there's that is the increase in cost. And this is based in US dollars, and if we translate that into Japan, there's some impact. And yellow, this is the salary and the benefit. It looks as if that it has dropped from a year ago. But the major reason is that the fourth quarter, 2024, the pre-GAAP growth was extremely high. And in tandem with that, this salary is included here. And
ARR and
the post-GAAP profit will be the basis for this variable comprehension excellent compensation. And so we are going to be focusing more on the ARR. So highlight is that the fourth quarter that we have achieved a record high net sales, and in the full year terms we have seen a record high revenue and also the operating profit. And this is the full year number.
The
maybe you are very much interested in this dividend per share. In the previous year, it was 184 yen, and we are expecting to pay 185 yen per share. But after this general shareholders meeting in March, the final number will be determined, but we are expecting to pay out 185 yen. And this is a 2026 guidance. Yen depreciation is progressing from a year ago, and based on that, this is our guidance, 9% increase in revenue and operating profit minus 2%. Our reason, as Eva is going to be talking about this, there are two reasons here. One is with the development of AI, the new business expansion opportunity will be there, so we are going to be spending on this business, and also the in-house startup cost. The in-house startup is growing at the moment, so at the very beginning, it will post the negative profit. So this is the factors, and we are expecting to see the 6% increase, excluding in a constant currency basis, 6% increase in revenue.